Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
It's Vision Radio. Yes, yes, yes. I'm Dave Colombo-Jenkins. This week, I'm joined by Martijn and our producer, Posai. But you already know that. But here's something that you might not know. It's called Don't Know. It's by Malekina. Within seconds of the show starting, I'm in with a shitty bridge. We're going to have a good episode.
You got damned.
It's Martijn something something Van Sonderen. Yes, yes, yes. And I'm joining Dave Colombo Jenkins and our producer Frank Posai today. And it's not no secret that I'm currently losing myself to this Fryware. It says so in the title. Lose. Oh, it says lose myself, not yourself. Okay, so sorry. I take it back.
But there's no space. There's no space in between any of the letters. So we've got no space for error right now. Actually, big up Fryware. Big up Fryware. This is coming out on Divided. And the name of the EP, if I could, is called Inner Self. Just to make things even slightly more confusing. But it's absolutely beautiful. Not too sure when it drops, though. So just keep an eye out.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to continue losing ourselves in those beautiful beats. This particularly beautiful beat is a brand new remix from John Casey, who has taken a 2018 classic, like a bit of a massive track really, from that era, from What So Not and Mo Zero, let's go Mew, yeah, What So Not and Mew. It's Mercy, which is an absolutely huge tune, and it's been absolutely gullied up by Mr. Casey. Huge, huge chance to everybody involved in this record.
Up next, a big, big collab, Imanu, Flux Pavilion, and Tasha Baxter on a track with a Japanese title. And Dave's going to tell you a little bit more about what that means, but it's called Kintsugi.
Yeah, which is an ancient tradition, a Japanese tradition of fixing pottery with gold dust, like gold particles or silver elements. And it looks absolutely beautiful. It's super sustainable and it's been going on for thousands and thousands of years. So big up all Kintsugi practitioners. You are the original recycling gang. Well ahead of your time. So big up. And just big up all involved here. Imanu, Flux Pavilion and Tasha Baxter on one tune. That's massive. so now we have, we're keeping the big collaborations theme just going for 1 second as we play something from Via, which is obviously Vision's own in-house boy band comprising Tice, Holly, Machine Drum and Salvador Breeze. We've already told you lots about them. They've even done a little takeover at one point, but now they are playing at the King's Night, which is later on this month, and has an amazing lineup of Audio, Amanu, G Jones, Eprom, Face, and Via themselves as well will all be playing. And I will rely upon a Dutchman to tell me the date of King's Night, 25th. Because I'm not a royalist. Down with the King.
It's April the 25th.
And April 25th.
I just learned that, because usually it's the night before King's Day, but now as King's Day falls on a Sunday, they moved it back to Saturday, or moved it forward. So King's Night, the event is now the night before King's Day, so on Friday the 25th.
Ah, the royals moving things around, changing dates and stuff like that. Like, down with the king, down with the king, but up with the parties. So I just need to quickly apologise to all Dutch people who are royalist. It seems that the royal situation in the Netherlands is very different to the UK. So maybe there's a lot more kind of support for more down-to-earth royal families. I don't want to upset anybody. And sorry to your king, who actually sounds like quite a reasonable dude. Like, not king, sorry in a boot
don't worry
type
about
of
it,
way.
Dave.
More in just a respect. There are other royal families which aren't quite so aggravated into my own personal ethos. But enough about me and my feelings. What are we playing right now, Martijn?
We've got new pretty cool music.
Hey, pretty
this
cool.
This is QZB. Haste.
Haste.
very pleased to announce a new track from Maysev. This is from his Hass EP on Pilot, so big up to Pilot Gang. We've been playing quite a few tunes from this EP and we're really enjoying it. And this particular one is a collaboration with the Caracol Project. It is called
Before You,
which comes after me. No, you first, then I'll go. No, I'll go before you. It doesn't matter.
We'll go at the same time.
Yeah.
Something fresh on Yuku. This is what's that? Chapalo.
I did actually look for a translation of this and couldn't find one, so I'm not too sure. I don't think I did enough digging to actually find a translation. But if Koido himself or themselves or anyone at Yuku wants to inform me, that'd be great. But if you don't, that's also cool, because the track is the most important thing and it bangs. Okay, so it's banger o'clock right now with Harley D, with Time. ¶¶
doesn't just pass. It reacts to what's happening around it. Sometimes things can get chaotic. Time itself might stop. The end of time.
From time to halftime, current value.
Yes, my time.
Yeah, my time. It's my time. This is Mag One. It's extreme.
Yes. Current value, we salute you. This is my Yamak of the week. And you will all understand why very, very shortly.
The money up.
Hey!
Blimey. Thank you very much, Mr. Current Value. And now on something from Late Sleeper. Late Sleeper is an artist who I always check when their music lands in my inbox. Yeah, absolutely phenomenal. Never heard a bad tune yet from Late Sleeper, and this is no exception. Also out on Pretty Cool as well. This one's called Shredder. I'm not too sure if it's named after the Shredder from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Late Sleeper, let me know. Cowabunga.
Rings a bell, Sonder. This is probably because it's very similar to my last name, and the act that was named after that, Sonderling, that I'm part of. But this has very little to do with that because it's holographic, and it's very cool. But so that's something we have in common. As far as we can tell, this is not being released very soon, is it?
It's a dub, so I'm going to download it and put it on my USB because I'm really feeling the garage vibes at the moment. Like a lot of people, really, this is two-step perfection. Big up, chaps. So now it's on for something from Brazil. We've got Revolve, who is releasing an EP called the Brazil EP. Revolve himself is from Brazil. And this is called Campinas, which I believe is an area in Brazil, or in Rio. I might have got that wrong. I should really make better notes than I have. I've just put area in Brazil. I'm pretty sure it's an area or a neighborhood in Rio. Huge apologies to all Brazilians listening who are now screaming at the radio going, get your facts right, but in Portuguese.
Damn. Something. Something.
So I just wanted to give a shout out to the fact that Fierce is back, really.
Nice.
While introducing somebody else's tune.
You're allowed to. But yeah, no, it's okay. Yeah, so welcome back, Fierce.
Woo.
I haven't heard that, by the way. But this track, yeah, so Dave just mentioned off the record that Fierce is releasing a track called Karma. And
yeah, Quarantine is back. Like, Quarantine is back. That's huge news. So now whenever I see the name Karma, that's instantly what I'm thinking of. This tune has nothing to do. This is probably the most confusing announcement coming, but we're going to roll with it and we're going to nail it. So this tune is called Karma and it's by Shima and it came out late last year on Young Art. But there is also another track called Karma that we may even play in a future show. Who knows? But search it. Fierce, he's back. It's with Outrage. Anyway, this is Shima and it's wicked too.
That's so fucking random. Domoru. So we have a Dutch word. Yeah, it literally translates to dumb ear, which is just someone silly or being silly or oelewapper. Dom oor. And ooh, this is probably the Japanese version of that, taken from the Dutch dom oor. Domoru. I'm 100% sure. No,
I can't,
it's not.
Remember.
It doesn't mean that, but it's Suruda. So we like it.
Yes, it's the name of his album as well. We've played most of the tracks from the album and it's amazing. And I love hearing Suruda doing drum and bass as well. It's brilliant. Big up, Suruda. So guess what? You cannot talk.
Secrets. Okay. Oh, that makes sense.
Do you know what? I've been looking at that name all morning on that calendar. It's just hearing you saying out loud,
secrets.
Oh, hey, secrets. Tell me all your secrets. Oh, lovely. So clever. Actually, this is a cool tune. It's called High Noon. Sorry for sounding sarcastic there. It's called High Noon, and it's out on Delta 9. But that's a secret. No, it's not. No, that's just
no
fact. It's out there.
We got more dubs.
Dubs.
And the message is that we should... Maybe there's no judgment, but saying you changed? Or insane.
It also sounds like insane. Yeah. You've changed, man. You used to be able to hear what vocal samples said instantly. Yeah. You've changed.
That's what you get when you don't get enough sleep.
Hey, oh, like I like this, what you've done.
Insomniest guy or person.
Now, definitely a guy based in Berlin, I believe. I got lost on his SoundCloud while looking up about this while I was researching the tunes earlier on. So, yeah, big up Insomniac. Nice to have you on the show. I think this is the first time you've been on Vision Radio. Big up. Welcome aboard. You haven't changed. You have changed because you're now on Vision Radio. That's insane, man.
It's insane. It's the reload.
So,
yes,
we had people that support us on Patreon that got a chance to vote, as you might know, for which tune they would like to hear again in the episode after. The episode after. The next episode. This one. So this is their selection. The result of the votes from last week. Thank you all for voting. And thank you all for supporting us on Patreon. And wherever else you're supporting Vision or Vision Radio. Who's surprised that it's Wildflowers by Ring North? I'm not.
I'm not at all. Maybe this will become a new meme, like with previous Sleepnet ones. Yeah. If you haven't checked the mix out yet, the one that they've done, Former and Sleepnet, then please go and check that out so you can get a real full Ring Nord experience. It is all across every kind of corner of the bass and break spectrum. Yeah, and well worth a check. Refreshingly eclectic and energetic.
I think they took the flowers and took them from the pottery that Maverick or Merc has used for his snare. Now that the flowers were taken out, and
the rest of the bits of pottery are just lingering in a really strange, cold and atmospheric way in what you might call a liminal space. Which is also the name of MVRK's debut album, coming out, I believe, on May the 5th, I think. I'm pulling that date out of my ass, though. I can't remember, but there is going to be an interview with me and him very soon on my website. And his album is amazing. Really, really, really wicked body of work. This is one of the tracks. It's called
Electric Interval.
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 Electric.
Thank you.
Okay.
This is.
I can't remember now because we're kind of overlapping and chatting on each other's announcements and stuff.
Yeah.
I have got some interesting information about this though, so I will take this. It's a bit of Barley Funk from Diriga, and it's coming out on an EP called 77th on a label Dionysian Mysteries. But what I found out, because this track is called Pasadelo, and that is Portuguese for nightmares. Yeah, so there you go. But this is banging. The whole EP is out on the 5th of May.
Time for the final track of this week's episode.
The inevitable ending. Yeah.
But
it's been fun, man.
It was. And it still is. Because we're leaving you with some vibes. By the one that goes by Bop.
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 Bop. And this is being released on Hospital. It's called Cravings. And it will leave you craving for next week's episode.
Yes. Oh, man. Brilliant. What a shitty bridge. That's amazing.
It's that kind of episode today.
It really is. It's been fun. It's been amazing. Thank you to everybody who gets involved. Sends us music, supports the show in any way. We love you. We will be back next week. Ciao, ciao.
No, Dave. So.
Brilliant. I was literally about to ask him. I was like, Frank, I can't be bothered to do a no, Dave. Can you do it? Because you're really hungover. You read my mind. Amazing.
Keep it like that.
Perfect.
Yeah.